From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. European Union interior ministers are meeting Monday to discuss ways to spread responsibility for the seemingly endless flow of refugees into Europe. The meeting in Brussels comes one day ahead of Hungary's promise to prosecute people who try to evade the country's border police. Parts of Europe, especially Eastern European countries, blame Germany for the wave of migrants onto the continent. Germany, however, has become increasingly frustrated with some members in the EU who have shown a reluctance to share the burden of the newcomers. In Hungary, meanwhile, authorities are working on expanding and fortifying its border fence with Serbia, topping it off with razor wire. Starting Tuesday, Hungarian officials say they will prosecute any migrants they catch trying to avoid their border police. Taliban insurgents have stormed a prison in eastern Afghanistan, releasing hundreds of prisoners. The well-organized attack began with a suicide car bombing that allowed other rebels to get into the prison, said Muhammad Ali Ahmadi, deputy provincial governor of the eastern Ghazni province. Afghan officials say there were a total of 436 prisoners in the complex, of which 355 escaped during the attack. The government said 148 of the escapees were threats to national security. Egyptian officials say a group of tourists was in a restricted area when security forces opened fire Sunday, mistaking the group for suspected terrorists and killing at least 12 people, including two Mexican citizens. Egypt's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Monday that military and police forces were targeting terrorists utilizing 4x4 vehicles similar to those being used by tourists when they fired on the visitors Sunday. You are listening to the news coming to you from Washington, D.C. on The Voice of America. In a dramatic reversal of the hardline policies of Sri Lanka's previous government, the current administration is promising to work toward peace building and reconciliation with the country's Tamil community. Sri Lanka's foreign affairs minister outlined measures to achieve these goals at the opening of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva, as Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The foreign minister's speech reads like a lengthy mea culpa for past wrongs by the previous government. Mangala Samarawira says last month's parliamentary election routed extremists from the seats of power and enabled traditional rivals to form a national unity government. He says this bodes well for reform.
This includes ensuring that the universal values of equality, justice, and freedom are upheld by fostering reconciliation between communities and securing a political settlement.
The minister says the appointment of a Tamil opposition leader and a new chief justice will ensure no one is denied his or her rights because of ethnicity, religion, class, or gender. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities in Malaysia say they have arrested three people in connection with last month's fatal bombing in Bangkok, Thailand. Khalid Abu Bakr, the head of Malaysia's National Police Force, announced the arrests of a Pakistani man and two Malaysians, one of them a woman, at a news conference in Kuala Lumpur Monday. Bakr said the country has no plans to extradite the trio to Thailand. Bakr said his police force was working closely with Thai authorities in the investigation of the August 17th blast at the Erawan Shrine in the Thai capital, killing 20 people and wounding scores of others, many of them Chinese tourists. Billionaire Donald Trump continues to gain support in his quest to be the Republican candidate in next year's U.S. presidential election. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll released Monday, 33% of Republican voters said they would choose Trump. That is up 24% who said they would support him in July. Former neurosurgeon Ben Carson surged to second place during that span, rising from 6% support in July to 20% in Monday's poll. And firefighters in the western U.S. state of California Monday continued battling a dozen wildfires, including one to the west of the state capital that has burned more than 20,000 hectares since Saturday. Governor Jerry Brown issued a new state of emergency on Sunday that covers two counties affected by the fire. About 1,500 firefighters are trying to stop the so-called Valley Fire, which has already destroyed 400 homes and injured more than four firefighters. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.